You are listening to Modest Joint. I am Michael Modest, and I have the will to fight. You can email me at michael.modest@gmail.com. Hit me up on myspace.com/Michael Modest. Check me out on Facebook or Global Wrestling Promotions. Modest Joint has adult subject matter and adult language, so if you're not an adult, turn it off. Unless, of course, your parents say it's cool, then right on for listening. I'm starting off this week with a public service announcement. This is a public service announcement by Michael Modest, Modest Joint, and Common Sense Incorporated. The Surgeon General has determined that hardcore backyard wrestling has been linked to cancer, brain tumors, and thousands of other diseases including syphilis, gonorrhea, retardation, and penile dismemberment. The research and scientific study was performed by Dr. Yngwie Vanderhouten, who was quoted saying, "These backyard kids are idiots. Don't come running to me when you get a thumbtack in the eye, assholes." This has been a public service announcement by Michael Modest, Modest Joint, and Common Sense Incorporated. TNA, total non-stop articulation. If you love jaw-jacking, you won't want to miss TNA this week. This week on TNA, Booker T will be in the ring. Not wrestling, just doing some of his famous articulating. Also, Scott Steiner will have a knife put to his throat by the company's number one babyface, Samoa Joe. And Scott, Samoa Joe, and the security guards will do some you-know-what. Speaking, talking, articulating. You know, sharing feelings. Also, TNA bookers will talk about why the fuck AJ Styles was arrested for being at ringside and Samoa Joe pulls a homemade prison shank and doesn't get arrested. The fans can't wait to hear them talk their way out of that one. So, if you like vocabulary, if you're crazy for language, if you go nutty for seeing pro wrestlers yell loud, funny words, then tune in this week to Total Non-Stop Articulation. I'm doing things a little bit different this week on Modest Joint. I'm not going to end the show with my top 10. I'm going to go ahead and give it to you right now. That's right. Michael Modest has just hit you with a left and a right. And now I'm going for the knockout blow with the top 10 ways that I can guarantee you've lost touch with reality. Number 10, your best friend is 9.5 feet tall. He's pink, has whiskers, and his name is Mr. Fluffenfunker. You've probably lost touch with reality. Number 9, you watch Fox News and believe you are really watching the news. I mean, everybody knows it's like Entertainment Tonight for the Republicans. Republican propaganda machine is all Fox News is. Bill Riley is Rush Limbaugh without a rap sheet. Although I'm sure Bill Riley does his share of self-medicating. I'm sure it's like pain pills and alcohol. The way the guy acts on the show, he might even be doing some crystal meth. But, you know, I'm not saying that for sure. I don't know. I'm just saying possibly. Number 8 way that you can tell you've lost touch with reality. You read Penthouse for the articles. Or you watch TNA for the wrestling. Number 7 way you can tell that you've lost touch with reality. If you forget to take your meds at 5 p.m., and by 5:30 p.m., Satan or God start talking to you. Number 6 way you can guarantee that you've lost touch with reality. You love strippers, and you think you've got a shot at a happy marriage with Portia because she said she loves you. I guarantee you've completely lost touch with reality. Number 5. You own a wrestling company, and you've hired Vince Russo for his brilliant mind in the wrestling business. And no doubt, you have definitely lost touch with reality. Number 4 way that you can tell that maybe you're not quite, you don't have your feet on the ground. You think chocolate zingers are better than raspberry zingers with coconut. I mean, come on, folks. That's a no-brainer. Raspberry zingers are possibly the best junk food ever made. number three way that you can tell that you've lost touch with reality. You think the war in Iraq is about freedom or anything other than making Bush and Cheney and thousands of other rich dudes way richer. Number two way that you can tell you've lost touch with reality, you don't recognize that Smurfette was simply the tiniest little blue whore in cartoon history. I mean, come on, she's the only chick in a whole village of little blue dudes running around. You know, they all got their little jobs, you know, the baker, you know, yeah, whatever. You know, you got the mechanic, Papa Smurf, but you only got Smurfette. She's the only chick, and she didn't have a job, right? And the number one way that I can guarantee you've lost touch with reality, you're my ex-wife, and you're suing me for half of all the money I'm making on the independent wrestling circuit. Half of jack shit is still shit. And I don't care if you call it Corinthian shit or Black Hills gold shit. It is still shit. Sweetheart, have a great day, great evening, and a wonderful fucking life. The way I'm going to end Modest Joint this week, I'm going to talk about the biggest thing that happened to me this week. My grandpa, Rocco Cariglio, died Wednesday the 11th. The day he died, he went to the races, the horse races. My cousin had a horse named Mean Jolene running. And my grandpa took some grandkids and the family, and they had a good day at the races. And Mean Jolene won the race, and my grandpa got to be in the win picture. Pretty cool. He went home with my grandmother, and he had a massive heart attack and died. My grandfather, Rocky Cariglio, was involved in the scrap metal business most of his life. He had a scrap metal yard called RC Sales. And I remember watching that guy work, man, and he showed me how to work hard. Showed me how to love your family. I remember one time I was like 16 and playing football, and my grandpa said, "Hey, go ahead and give grandpa a tackle, you know." And I went to hit him with a little shoulder tackle, and he knocked me flat on my ass. He hit me, man, I couldn't believe it. It was like hitting a brick wall, only the wall hit back. And I got up and I was like, "Oh, okay." Because I gave him a half-hearted tackle, the first one. And I got up and I said, "Oh, you mean really give you a tackle?" And I went to give him another one, and he held his ground, knocked me back a few feet, but held his ground. One of the strongest and best men I ever knew. He's the reason I drink black coffee. I have his hands. And now, just days after he's died, the same day he was cremated, which was Sunday, my family is fighting and bickering. There's money to be had. Everybody's got to show who loved Grandpa more, etc. I guess what I'm saying is, wrestling is hardcore, but not when you're wrestling with your family. Have the will to fight, but for the right reasons, at the right time, and consider the cost for victory. Email me at michael.modest@gmail.com. Hit me up on myspace.com/michaelmodest, Facebook, and Global Wrestling Promotions. Thanks for kicking it with me, Michael Modest, at Modest Joint. I love you, Grandpa. Peace.